I'm Jason Brown with Laughing Fair Productions and Sierra Wave Media. Here is today's news. Well, this notice is to announce a vacancy on the Southern Inyo Healthcare District Board of Directors. The directors is accepting letters of interest, including qualifications, to fill the seat of Karma Roper, which has become vacant as of March 11, 2026. The successful person will serve in this position until the next general district election. The deadline to submit the letter of interest is April 14, 2026. Letter of interest may be delivered to Ritz Perkins in person at 501 East Locust Avenue, Lone Pine, California, 93514, or by email at mperkins, M-P-E-R-K-I-N-S, at sihd.org. For further information on this position, please contact Ritz Perkins at 760-876-5501, extension 2210. The National Park Service is opening public comment on an evaluation of accessibility across Death Valley National Park. The Accessibility Self-Evaluation and Transition Plan includes restrooms, walkways, interpretive exhibits, ranger programs, and other visitor services. The accessibility plan contains details on how to remove barriers to enjoying key features of this special park, said Superintendent Mike Reynolds. We ask the public to make sure we're on the right path. National Park Service staff evaluated Furnace Creek Visitor Center, Stovepipe Wells Village, 16 trailheads and viewpoints, and 5 campgrounds. The implementation strategy outlines improvements such as adjusting ramp slopes, reducing the force required to operate water spigots, and updating grab bar heights. The plan also reviews accessibility for the park's website, brochures, interpretive exhibits, films, ranger talks, and special events. Recommendation address visual and auditory enhancement, such as increased font size, improved color contrast, expanded availability of assistive listening devices, and audio versions of printed material. Once final, the plan will provide a framework that will be included in future planning park projects. Implementation will depend on available funding and additional review to ensure protection of natural and cultural resources. The public can review and comment on the draft plan through April 16, 2026 at parkplanning.mps.gov/DEVASETP. Well, Republican members of California legislature will hold a meeting, availability, and rally Wednesday morning ahead of the Board of Parole hearings proceeding reviewing the planned release of convicted child predator Gregory Lee Vogelsang. Vogelsang was convicted in 1999 of dozens of child molestation charges involving 5 boys, including kidnapping, received a sentence of 355 years in prison to life, and has served only 27 years. The Board of Parole hearings granted him parole in November, a decision that has raised serious concerns among lawmakers and community members. The case has renewed scrutiny of California's elderly parole program, which allows individuals age 50 and older who have served at least 20 years in prison to be considered for parole. Assemblyman David Tangipa issued the following statement: "Someone convicted of dozens of crimes against children should never be walking free. The idea that a serial child predator could be released only after a fraction of a life sentence is outrageous. We are calling on the parole board to do the right thing and stop this release." The event will take place shortly before the parole board's scheduled en banc hearing reviewing Vogelsang's case. Legislative members will discuss legislation being introduced to prevent early release of predators. It's going to be Wednesday at 8:15 a.m., 1515 K Street in Sacramento, California. Assemblyman David Tangipa, Assemblyman Josh Hoover, Assemblyman Tom Lackey, Assemblyman Jeff Gonzalez, and Senator Shannon Grove, Senator Brian Jones, Senator Roger Niello, community members and victim advocates, lawmakers, and advocates will speak about the dangers of releasing violent sexual predators early and highlight legislative efforts to prevent sexually violent offenders from benefiting from the state's elderly parole program. I'm Jason Brown bringing the news. For more news, go to sierrawave.net or follow us on Facebook or Instagram at Sierra Wave Media. We're also on X. Remember, for 30 years now, since 1996, we've been your local resource for news, sports, weather, culture, and the people who shape it. Thanks for listening.